Amen. Amen. Again, we want to thank God for allowing us to be here once again and allowing us to be able to break the bread of life. But it is the bread of life, amen. And it is our guide and our helper, our strength. I want to encourage all of you to, take time and read the scriptures so that we can know what God is saying to us. Amen. Again, I want to thank you all for being here and want to encourage you in spite of all that's going on in our society today. Amen. It seems that evil is everywhere. Seems like now that evil is in control. But let me encourage you again. Don't stop now. Things that we've seen, amen, in this world seems unlikely and never seen things happen like this before. But I just want you to continue to trust God, regardless of what it looks like, regardless what's going on. Trust God. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Only don't stop now. If I should take a title to this sermon, it would be Don't Stop Now. A child of God is a person who, even while he and she is going through, they will continue. They'll continue to serve God, and not only God, but your fellow man. And no matter what is going on in their lives, they don't give up. They'll continue to be steadfast, to be unmovable, and they will always continue to abound in the work of the Lord. The bottom line to that is, no matter what's going on, keep God first and do the work of the Lord that He's called you to do. The Apostle Paul says to us, he said in our scriptures, someone, well, we haven't read our scripture yet. Let me go back and read it. Amen. And it reads in Philippians 3 and 13 and 14, it reads, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before." The apostle says, "I press." In other words, I struggle, I push forward towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. "Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal, He will reveal even this to you." Amen. And here's Paul is saying, regardless of what was going on in his life, and he went through some stuff as an apostle and as a witness of Jesus Christ. He had to, because it was mandated that he should be a witness of Jesus Christ, not only to God, but to his fellow man. No matter what was going on in his life, he didn't give up. He continued to be steadfast and unmovable. He always continued to abound in the work of the Lord. He didn't let anything cause him to give up. He said, "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, pressing on is a term that applies to folk who are going through things even while they are experiencing trials and tribulations. A lot of folk, amen, want to give up when they start going through trials and tribulations. But here we find that Paul, even while he experienced what he was experiencing, amen, continued to do what God told him to do. Are you with me now? He didn't complain about what he was going through. Amen. He didn't write letters to the other brethren and complain about the things that he was suffering. We find that Job was a man who, when he was terribly afflicted, when he was suffering, yet he still called on God, amen, for help. God never denied him. God always answered him, and he will hear your prayer as well. You see, life can be compared to that of a war. You are sure to come in contact with trials, tribulations, pain, and sorrow. As the Apostle Paul says, it is then that we must rise and show that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Job proves to us that there is a reward. Hallelujah. There is a reward for not giving up. You see, God restored Job in the end, who wouldn't serve a God like that. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? With some of us, it seems that we suffer more than everybody else does. Our fellow Christians, those who live around us, those we know, it seems that we go through more trials, pain, and sorrow than everybody else simply because we love the Lord. But I just want to remind you this evening, you just keep on trusting in the Lord. Trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and he will direct your path. Listen to me now. I found that I serve the living God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, who knows every trial, every pain, and every sorrow we have to endure. And every tear that we have shed, God has seen it all. But I read in the Bible, in Matthew 11 and 28, where Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. David said in Psalm 30 and 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, yes, joy cometh in the morning. Amen. We can rest assured that no matter what we're going through, God sees it all, God knows it all, and God is in control of it all. I want to encourage you. Weeping may endure for a night, but be reminded that trouble don't last all week. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. Don't stop now. Don't give up. Don't give up at a time when it seems that all hell is breaking loose and the devil and the world is being turned upside down. Politicians are lying every time they open their mouth. Corrupt to the core. Murder in the streets every day. Wars and rumors of wars. Nations against nation and kingdoms against kingdom. Earthquakes in diverse places. Don't mention the fires, amen, and all over the place in California. Jesus said in Matthew 24, in the 24th chapter, that this is not the end. But these want to remind you that these are the beginning of sorrow. So I want to encourage you, saints. Don't stop now. The worst is yet to come. But God has promised us to see us through. God has said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But this is not the time to give up, nor to give in. And while there seems to be no way, remember, it only seems that way. If God can make a way for Moses at the Red Sea, if God can make a way in the wilderness for the children of Israel, surely he can make a way for you and me, because I found that the situation is never what it looks like or seems like, because the devil is a liar and a deceiver. So saints, don't give up now. God is on your side, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to thank God. I want you to trust him in all that you do, regardless of what's going on around you. Trust God. He will do what he said he would do. He said he will give us the victory. He said he will bring us through. Trust God and don't